You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the conclusion of a three-part program featuring composer-lyricist Craig Carnelia. In 1983, Carnelia came to my New York apartment and discussed the writing of the score for Is There Life After High School and his contributions to the Broadway show, Working.
It's something I've noticed, and this is not an exclusive trend, it's just something that I've noticed you do really well, which is writing very emotional songs for women. I mean, you write emotional songs for men as well. I don't mean to
imply. Oh, no, don't kid yourself, I don't.
But there's something, I mean, I can, just off the bat, we can say the housewife song Working and Last 40 Years, several songs in high school, and you know, one could list them, but they're deeply felt emotional moments for women, and it's a real fort of yours.
I don't know what that is. I came across that a lot when I was writing high school, and Jeff Kindley, who wrote the book of high school, and I would often talk about it, that we were forever trying to find a song for a man who would come out and spill his guts. And I'm very careful when I write for men. And when I write for women, I somehow let it all come out. And I'm going to do that for men. I have to. It's so stupid to be so protective of my own sex when the emotion that's coming out in those women's songs is my emotion anyhow. To me, there's nothing more exciting in musical theater than someone standing on a stage, singing a song in which something happens. Something occurs in the song itself. The person finds something out while singing the song. Or the audience finds something out about the person that the person doesn't even know.
November 30th, 1969. Today I was crowned the homecoming queen and Jeff was the football king. I wore my floor-length formal from the junior prom last spring. Before the game was played, we led a big parade, and we had a 50-yard line coronation. All the kids were cheering as we walked out on the field, and there were people pictures everywhere. The stands were full to bursting, and the seniors raised a banner, and Jeff pointed to our names up in the air. The marching band was playing, and the kids all threw confetti, and I feel like I still have some in my
April 16th, 1973. The carpeting came and so did the rug we bought for the bedroom floor. Jeff really got a bargain with his discount through the store. I love the wall-to-wall, the baby had a ball. When the men were here to do the installation, we're cheering as we walked out on the field, and there were people taking pictures everywhere. The stands were full to bursting, and the seniors raised a banner, and Jeff pointed to our names up in the air. The marching band was playing, and the August 3rd, 1978. This morning I found a note on the bed. It said, "You are getting fat." I quickly dressed Melinda and we fed the stupid cat. We caught a show at noon, a feature-length cartoon. It's amazing what they do with animation.
Maureen Silliman performing Craig Carnea's song, Diary of a Homecoming Queen, from the score to Is There Life After High School. And that's from the newly released original cast recording of that score. The superb orchestrations for Is There Life After High School were by Bruce Coughlin.
Oddly enough, you know, I didn't think I would ever have a song displace Diary of a Homecoming Queen as my favorite
song. Nor did I.
In the score, and then you came along and wrote Fran and Janie, and just knocked my socks off. And I didn't really hear it until the theater.
Uh-huh.
You kept this one from me, and I'm just amazed that you could come up with that song that late in the game. You know, in between, just before you're in a rehearsal.
Going back to working, between the Goodman Theater in Chicago and Broadway, I wrote Housewife and The Mason. Between Hartford and New York in high school, I wrote those three songs for the reunion, Fran and Janie among them, and I agree with you, I think it is the best song in the show. In fact, it's my favorite song I've ever written. Part of how you come up with something that's better than what you've done before is in the fact that there were two productions, that you see what's there on the stage and you have an instinct for what's missing. I can't believe that show ever was seen by anyone, high school, without that song in it. And what I was trying to do. The show at once embraces and rejects the past. I mean, it goes back and forth every 2 seconds. Rejects high school, embraces high school. What I wanted to do in those two songs, in Fran and Janie, and in I'm Glad You Didn't Know Me, was to have the evening culminate musically, those are the last two full songs in the show, with one last embrace, a more vivid one than we've ever had before, and one last rejection, a joyful one, which is more vivid than we've had before, because we had, even though we'd made fun of the past, we'd regretted the past, we hadn't said, get out of here, I'm glad I'm me now. But in terms of what makes it a good song, it probably goes back to my writing well for women, and it being something I feel very deeply. My work likes people. It's one of the things I like about it. I think my work likes people more than I do. And that song is about that. It's about love, and a pure kind of love. a love where you don't want anything from the person. You just love them.
We don't know where to start, and so we say, how long has it been? We joke about our age and how the years just flew. We say we meant to write as old friends always do. And are you still too smart? And do you still mix bourbon with gin? And did you see daydreams, dropping by Fred and Janie, sharing heartbreaks, shouting wishes at the sky, playing records, sleeping over, talking girl talk. You remember Fred and Janie, Fred and Janie, like a single word. So tell us how you are. So how's your life so far? So did you catch that star? Two old friends, all grown up. One is single and one has a couple of kids and a husband named Bob and a chance for this job. Taking courses at night, coming
from the newly released original cast album of Is There Life After High School, you heard Sandy Faison and Maureen Silliman performing Craig Carnea's song Fran and Janie.
I saw the show in Hartford, and then I saw what you accomplished in between the show being done at Hartford and going to Broadway. I guess what I'm incredibly intrigued by is the fact that you took a title, and the title was I'm Glad You Didn't Know Me, and it was in the beginning of the second act at Hartford. You took the same exact title and you threw away a lot of the music and a lot of lyrics and wrote a whole new song.
Well, I threw away the entire tune, and actually the entire lyric is new. But what I did was, I made a list, as I always do, of the three or four things about the song that I liked. The fact that she sang first, then he answered her saying me too, essentially. Then they went back and forth, I did this, I did that, and got rather joyful about trading how terrible they were in high school. The basic summation is the same, which is that if we had been together then, we wouldn't be together now.
You had said at one point that you discovered a key to improving the song, that when it was done in Hartford, there was a quality pervading the song that you wanted to adjust. Can
yes.
you describe that?
In Hartford, the song was about regretting or being embarrassed about what you had been in the past. And in New York, it was about being joyful about what you are in the present.
I'm glad you didn't know me well. I'm glad you didn't know me then. I'm better today in so many ways. Forget what they say, these are the days. Hello and to the past, amen.
I'm glad you didn't know me when. I'm glad you didn't know me then. My story is sad. Good God, I was strange. With girls it was bad. People can change. Hello and to the past, amen. I'm glad you didn't know me when I was,
when I was
6 and 17, when I was,
when I was
fighting hard to follow what was in, what was out, what was in between.
Full of pep,
full of doubt. I was something, brother. What a creep,
what a freak,
what a loser. I was hard to like,
tough to take.
You think you were bad,
what a flirt,
what a flake. Think of all the rotten times we could have had. I'm glad you didn't know me when.
I'm glad.
See that girl?
Uh-huh.
She's who I wanted to be. She was so pretty and popular and poised.
Wait a minute. That's how I always figured you must have been.
No way. But I almost died trying. I can just see me at 6 and 17. Typical down to my circle pin. Piercing my ears with the future nurses club. Working like mad to be in. I'm so glad you didn't know me. What a nothing I was then. I'm just glad you didn't know me. I'm glad you didn't know me when.
I'm thankful too that I didn't know you, 'cause that would have meant you knew me. Singing my folk songs or learning to smoke, or panicked at pulling a D. Speaking of fears, I had an erection the whole 4 years.
No kidding.
I'm so glad you didn't know me. I wasn't ready for you then.
Sounds like you were.
I'm just glad you didn't know me. Thank God you didn't know me.
Picture me peppy but fake as they come, making corsages of juicy fruit gum.
Picture a geek on the edge of his chair, waving his hand in the air. Oh, call on me, call on me.
Picture a phony.
Picture how suave I could be.
Doing the pony.
Passing my brother's ID.
I was the worst.
And I was as bad. Picture the dates we'd have had. I'm glad,
glad you didn't know
glad
me.
That you weren't around.
And Eisenhower, I.
What a creep you'd have found.
Amen.
you didn't know me when. 'Cause if you had gone to my school, we'd have never had a prayer. You'd have hated me in high school. I'm glad you were in there passing on the stairs. Glad you didn't know me.
Two versions of the same title from the Hartford production of Is There Life After High School. You heard the original version of I'm Glad You Didn't Know Me, performed by Maureen Silliman and the songwriter Craig Carnia, and then from the Broadway cast, Cynthia Carl and Philip Hoffman sang the song that now owns that title, I'm Glad You Didn't Know Me. You're listening to Anything Goes, and my guest today is composer-lyricist Craig Carnia.
Craig, what's coming up for you now? I know that you're at work on a new show.
Bob Fosse has written a script and is doing a musical. Stuart Ostro is producing it, and they've asked me to join a team of songwriters in contributing to it, and I may be doing that next. I'm working on some things now, and I think I'll be doing it.
We heard four of the five songs written by Craig Carnia for the score to Working, and I asked him about one of my favorites, The Mason.
How did you keep this? Because it is so positive, and it is so joyous in a way. I mean, this man really likes what he does. How do you keep a song like that from tipping the scale? I mean, you did it so successfully.
Well, there are two ways. One is my decision to make it a third-person song. So we see the man, and he's talking in his real words. He's telling us, in fact, I think there's a monologue that precedes the song that simply talks about, he remembers every house he's ever built, and when he drives through town, there's not one house that he's ever built that he doesn't stop and look at, and if there's a stone out of place, he knows where it is. And he's talking very simply, and then this magnificent voice, David Patrick Kelly, stands off to the side with a guitar and sings about him while he goes on with his work. Mm-hmm. That's one way you keep it. I mean, if the man were to sing, I love my work, I do this, you know, it's great, I'm happy, and it's going to be my monument, it wouldn't work. The other thing I did that I like very much in that song is that the weight of the lines are very short and very very concise. It's all very simple, particular, neat, and structural. It builds something. In its simplicity, it keeps from being, I think, too flowery.
Uh-huh.
But I think the key is the third person quality of it.
I never thought of it that way, but it's
also another problem in writing Working. It was that a lot of people come out and complain about their jobs. You don't care if they're right or wrong. You don't want to sit in a theater for 3 hours and hear people complaining. And that The Mason is a song I wrote between Chicago and New York. It wasn't in the show in Chicago. And I wanted to write something totally positive. And I feel that way about my work. The way The Mason feels. It doesn't give me the joy it gives him, but I feel that it's worth doing, that it's important.
He builds a house with his hands. 30 years go by, it stands where nothing stood. A house of stone. The mason sleeps real good. He does his work. His workday flies. Quitting time's a big surprise. And then it's one more stone to get just right. It's always one more stone before the night. Every house he builds every stone he lays. It's not just making money and counting off the days. He builds a house with his hands. 100 years go by, it stands. It tells you who he was. A life goes fast, but the work a mason does, it's made to last. The work a mason does, it's made to last.
There again. He's there again. There he goes again. Humming his songs. And I never know.
David Patrick Kelly, leading the original company of Is There Life After High School, and also the featured singer on The Mason, From the Score to Working. And all the material today on Anything Goes was by composer-lyricist Craig Carnelia. And I hope you enjoyed this brief visit with an extremely talented young writer. And I'll see you next week, and have a good one, and talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the conclusion of a three-part series devoted to talented songwriter Craig Carnelia. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.